President Trump's nominee to run the U.S. Department of Education faced her Senate confirmation hearing today, where Democrats grilled her about Trump's stated desire to close the U.S. Department of Education. For her part, Linda McMahon decried what she called a public education system in decline.
If confirmed as secretary, I will work with Congress to reorient the department toward helping educators, not controlling them.
The hearing was heated at times. It was interrupted repeatedly by protesters, and NPR's Corey Turner was watching. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Can we just go to the central irony of today's hearing? Linda McMahon wants to run a department that President Trump wants to get rid of. What did she say about that?
Yeah, I mean, it showed up throughout the hearing among many Republicans, including what McMahon herself said, talking about using the power and authority of the department to make sure school systems are following Trump's rules while also saying they want to unwind the department. Mm. But I want to be clear here, Mary Louise, the unwinding of the department has already begun. There's first the low-hanging fruit, which is happening now even before McMahon's hearing. We know Elon Musk's Doge team eviscerated the department's research division earlier this week. And we know that last night, at least 60 staffers who are new all got termination letters because they're easier to fire than veteran staffers. So like I said, these are the easy moves. They're already happening. The hard stuff is going to fall to McMahon, assuming she is confirmed.
And what is the hard stuff? Are we really talking about completely closing the education department?
I think we have to start by talking about what the department actually does. So at least in terms of K-12 education, it administers two really enormous and enormously important funding streams. So one is called Title I. It sends billions of dollars to schools that serve low-income families. The other is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. That sends money to schools to help educate kids with disabilities. And so when we talk about closing the department, it is often the fear of losing this money specifically that has lawmakers and educators so nervous. Hmm. So McMahon tried to address that today. She was talking with Republican Senator Bill Cassidy about President Trump's vision here.
I believe, as he does, that the best education is closest to the child and not certainly
from
Washington, D.C.
If the department is downsized, would the states and localities still receive the federal funding which they currently receive?
Yes.
Okay.
It is not the president's goal to defund the programs. It is only to have it operate more efficiently.
So, Mary Louise, she's basically saying the department is not the money. They can be separated. She mentioned maybe sending the Students with Disabilities funding over to the Department of Health and Human Services. The idea here is that an education department that does less maybe ultimately is easier for Republicans to close. The challenge, though, is, and McMahon acknowledged as much in the hearing, is that these really fundamental changes are going to require Congress to support them, most likely. And it is hard to imagine these big moves getting past a Democratic filibuster.
Corey, aside from questions about whether the Ed Department might go away, might not go away, what does Linda McMahon want to do with U.S. education?
I mean, they talked about quite a bit today. She said she would be an advocate for school choice programs, including private school choice. Though there was one really interesting moment that showed divisions even among Republicans on this issue. Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski said rural communities can't offer choice and really need the government to double down on its commitment to the public schools that are often at the center of these rural communities. Finally, McMahon was asked about the administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. She said DEI was a tough issue. This led to an exchange with Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy.
If you're running an African-American history class, could you perhaps be in violation of this court order, of this executive order?
I'm not quite certain, and I'd like to look into it further and get back to you on that.
And that's a line, Mary Louise, that McMahon used repeatedly during the hearing, and she will likely get a chance to do that homework, as it's hard to imagine she won't get confirmed.
Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome.
NPR's Corey Turner.